This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. What an amazing, truthful statement this is, or at least hopefully so. Hopefully we do recognize that this is the day the Lord has made. And because of that, we should rejoice and be glad. Last night, as I said, we gathered here, and the Mass began in pitch and utter darkness to remind us of what the world is like without Jesus. And ever so slowly, this Paschal candle, which is a symbol to us of the presence of Jesus in our midst, this candle was brought in from the back of the church. And the people here had candles in their hands, and the light from this candle, the light from Jesus, was passed and shared throughout the community. And then that light of Christ lit up the entire space. And then Deacon sang so beautifully about, this is the night of Passover. This is the night when we were passed through dry through the Red Sea. This is the night when the chosen people enter the promised land. This is the night when Christ conquers sin and death. This is the night for which we live. And today we sing that this is the day. And the prayers for the Eucharist would talk about this day. The opening prayer said, this day. Throughout the Old Testament, we read time and time again as the prophets were trying to convince the chosen people to be faithful to the promises. And time again, they would say, on that day, salvation would come. On that day, the Messiah would come. On that day, pointing to someday in the future. Well, my friends, that day is today. And as believers of Jesus Christ, baptized members of the one true church, that day, this day, is the only day. And as we were baptized into Christ Jesus, as St. Paul told us in our second reading, we're baptized into Christ. And Jesus Christ is the eternal now of the Father. And as we celebrate the liturgy, as we gather as a family, as a body of believers, we are mysteriously brought into that eternal now of the Father. The Father's love. The Father's love, his heart has been beating with love for you since the beginning of time. From the first instant, the first moment of your creation, God the Father has loved you. And so when we hear the story of the chosen people in the Old Testament, it's our story. That we were created and everything was good. But then quickly everything went bad. And then just as quickly, God promised redemption. And we have this wonderful encounter, this journey of the chosen people in the Old Testament as they once again get reacquainted with God the Father, as they learn how he is and who he is. Much like I'm sure some of us have suffered through fractured relationships, whether friendships or marriages or someone in the family, where we had to once again learn how to live with them, how to once again learn to love them. This is what happened in the Old Testament. The chosen people who had hearts of stone, as they got to know the Father more and more, their hearts were softened. And into the fullness of time when Christ was born. And as we heard in that first reading, he went about doing good. And the good he was doing was sharing the love of the heart of the Father. The heart that's on full display in the person of Jesus Christ. Beckoning, inviting, begging each and every one to return to him. And much like the characters in the gospel today, how often do we run to the place of the dead, looking for life. How often do we turn to the wrong crowd? We scroll the wrong sites. We drink the wrong things. We take the wrong things. We say the wrong things, hoping that just this next time it might work. We're looking for life among the dead. But Christ has conquered death. And we need not ever seek the answer to your heart's yearning in anything other than Jesus Christ. The one who created you, the one who sustains you, the one who loves you. Once again, today, this day, invites you back. Maybe this is your first time in a Catholic church ever, or in a very long time. Maybe you have questions and doubts about the reality of God and the religion and all those things. Or maybe you're here every day and your heart is on fire for Jesus. He's still inviting you to give more, to trust more, to love more, to allow him to be the God of your life, that to never again settle for the chaos and the confusion that sin and death bring, the darkness that's all around us in the world. Just as last night, this candle lit up this room, Christ wants to light up your life. Christ wants to be, he wants you to let him be the answer to your questions. He wants you to let him be enough for you. This is what we celebrate today, that we never have to again settle for anything less than everything. Because in Jesus Christ, we have all we ever need and more. More than we could ever imagine. But as St. Paul reminded us in that reading, if then you've been baptized into Christ Jesus, do you not know you've been baptized into his death? The first part of conversion, the first part of living out our life is dying to this world. Seek the things that are above, he said, not the things of this world. You've been raised to a new life, and your life should be hidden in Christ. So if you've been baptized, if you say, I believe in Jesus, your life should be hidden in him. Our culture is infatuated with self-proclamation of my identity, whichever it may be. That's not the way of the disciple. The way of the disciple has life hidden in Christ. So that just as this light lit up this space, through you, this light should light up the world. When that light lights up the world, the whole world would then be able to sing that this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. So hear this invitation that Christ loves you, that he died for you to set you free, to save you from your sins, to answer your questions, to make sense out of your life, to bring order to the chaos, to quiet your fears, to calm your anxieties, to fill you with faith, hope, and love, so that we can run. We can run not to the empty tombs of death and darkness, but we can run into his heavenly arms, the arms of our Father, our merciful arms of God who loves us, who's beckoning for us to once again to say yes, so that we can hear him say, welcome home. Welcome home. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Amen.